pleased to welcome in legendary coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide, whose teams were, it seemed, every single year a major part of March Madness. Of course, I'm talking about Wimp Sanderson. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Chris, how you doing?
I'm good. Do you still have a lot of fun watching these games?
Does it get the juices going? Yeah, I do. I really do. I enjoy them. I don't usually pick the right team, but I enjoy watching them play. And there's a lot of so-called surprises. Everybody else calls them upsets. But there'd be a lot of different A-grade beasts playing real well against Iowa State. And we'll see what happens. A 1 has never beaten a 16. One of these days that'll happen. I mean, 16's never beaten a 1, pardon me. One of these days that'll happen.
When you woke up on NCAA tournament days as a coach,
yeah,
was it, how different was it from a regular season game?
Well, we had put a lot of emphasis on trying to get there, and we had made it, and then now that we've gotten there, we had to be ready to play. And I don't know that it was that much different, you know, coaching X's and O's. We always were very well prepared with our assistant coaches preparing our team. It was a wanting, of course, I always had that. It was a real wanting to win that game and get to the next one, you know. And it was a little bit more pressure, I guess you'd say. You've gotten there now. You know, don't get there and falter on the first time that you play type thing. So I guess, you know, the anxiety was there for me, and hopefully the fun was there for the players, but I never did like night games, had to wait all day and worried about them all day. So I was a little bit of a worrier. There's some coaches that I coached against, never bothered them. And that's great. I mean, that's really good. The guy can do that. But, you know, for me, it was hard.
When you had that run going, forgive me for even having asked, was it 5 straight Sweet 16s?
Yeah, I think so. They tried to take one away from us because of Garrett McKee's problem.
Yeah, it's garbage.
Last time we went 6.
Okay.
So I told him, I said, that's fine. We'll take that away from me. Don't count that loss. Maybe I didn't play properly. maybe I just dreamed that Billy Donovan hit all those threes. I guess I didn't play properly. You know,
yeah.
Taking games away from you.
That's garbage.
That's so silly. I mean, it's silly.
It really is.
It's so silly. I would like to have that loss off my record. And, you know, I still won the final 16. But that doesn't, man, that's not using your stance. And the reason it is because you have people who make decisions about penalties, I think, that don't know a lot about it. I'm not going to get into that. They shouldn't. But, you know, you have a law professor here and a math professor over here. It's
right.
Done by telephone. So we need to penalize these guys. That and it doesn't go together for me. We'll skip that.
My point in asking is, when you were going through that, could you appreciate what it was going to be historically for Alabama?
I didn't think a lot about it. You know, the problem, the reason it was fairly good is that we never did have good seeds.
Right.
Except one time when we had 2, and the rest of the time, those Booger Bears were 8 and 9.
Right.
And 8 and 9 seeds, they didn't want to give us much respect. And we did get that 2 that one time. You know, the funny part about the Providence thing is the Providence game with Austin Peay ends with a score tie.
Yeah.
And Austin Peay guy had 2 free throws to win it. And I'd be playing Austin Peay the next game, missed both of them.
Coach, I was sitting at the Civic Center as a teenager watching it. I remember.
Yeah. Missed both of them.
Yeah.
Well, fate.
Yeah. Obviously, talking to Wimp Sanderson here on our Bud Light March of the Championship Hotline. Keep you updated on the other games. Iowa State leading UAB 36-35. About 13 minutes to go in that ball game. There's a story that was up on AL.com, and it was basically setting things up for a poll question they had or a chat they were going to have. And the thing says, what needs to be done to fix Alabama basketball. Do you think Alabama basketball, where it is right now, really needs to be fixed, or does it need to be tweaked?
Well, hopefully tweaked. I think it needs to add some quality players.
Okay. Well, that was my next question. What's lacking?
Yeah, I think you need to add some quality players. If you take the program right now as it is, they've done a good job. They've won a lot of games. They just haven't gotten where everybody thinks they ought to be. But they're going to lose this year in graduation right at 25 points a game with Cooper and Randolph.
Right.
Somewhere, I think one averaged 14 and one averaged 10 or something. So they're going to lose about 24, 25 points a game. And with what they have back, I don't know if the three kids that they signed, and I know one of them is decommitted, but you can always get the decommitments back. I think that makes it almost, unless these guys are real players, almost a rebuilding year. Almost, I would think. And I know they had guys hurt who were supposed to be good, and I know they are good. But if those guys got well, you could almost name the starting lineup for Alabama next year if they didn't recruit some really great players. And is that enough to go through the SEC? I'm not sure that it is. I think the one thing that's happened is that the schools in the SEC have really gone to work getting really good players, very good. And hopefully the three guys that Alabama has recruited are going to be those kinds of players. I think the jury's still out as to whether they can make up those 25 points a game.
Can you win a national championship in men's basketball at Alabama?
Well, I think you could. If anybody could, if they were able to. You know, it's like I say all the time, you know, you don't ever make an apology for having good players. I know they said about me, oh, Wentz got all those players, but, you know, my answer was, if you're going to coach, I'll get you some of them. I think you can, but you've got to be able to get, terrific players. And winning the national championship in basketball is so hard. Getting the final 16 is hard, It's hard. It's much more difficult than people realize. And the reason for that is it's a game where you don't play up to snuff as well, and the other team plays way, way better than anybody ever thought they could. You're out. And that can happen to you at any point in time. So could you? Yes. Is it hard to do? Very, very difficult. If you say that about LSU, you'd say that about just about anybody in the league. They win from Kentucky and Florida. But it could happen, but it's difficult.
Coach, I remind people all the time when they, when they talk about it being easy or whatever, you'd find very few that wouldn't put Dean Smith in the top 10 all-time of coaching. Yeah. In the only two national championship games that he won, at the end of the game, the other team screwed up.
Yeah.
Georgetown throws the ball away, and Chris Weber calls timeout.
It's very, very difficult. I mean, it is so hard to win a national championship, isn't it? And it's, I get this question asked all the time, kind of along with what you're talking about, is, the football part of it. And I was telling somebody on a radio show today, one of these days I'm going to write a book or an article about, coaching basketball in a football atmosphere. And that's no problem with that. When we were there, we had the athletic dorm. We took advantage of football. We used football. I used any time I could get him to call somebody. I asked Coach Bryant if he would call a player or two. I'm mixed with the football coaches. Our players mixed with the football players. The recruits that came in after they came to games, football or basketball, we had that kind of. And my thing was this: when I go in there to see a prospect, the person that's coming in there to mock me is going to say, "You don't want to go there. It's all football." And so I would bring that up, and I'd say, you know, they fixed to come in here. Probably already been in here. And said, well, I said, football's an advantage. And so I said, you know, people that not, you know, I started in on people because I knew they had done that. And we had some pretty good lines that we said. And so we had it such that when the guy would came in there in that football, it kind of made the prospect a little bit, you know. I knew he was going to do that because Sanderson, Coach Polinsky, and them already told me he was going to. So, you know, it kind of hacked them off a little bit. So,
right.
Did we get all the players in the state? No, we didn't, but we got a lot of them. And we had a lot of time there for a lot of good players. So, I think you just got to get great players, and they've got to play for you. And it's hard to do because everybody else is too. Everybody else, you know, I think that's the thing Alabama fans don't understand. Football or basketball, that other team's working too. And you get down in the line to go against somebody, the other team, they're also good. So, you know, it's hard.
Everybody's got their list, and I'm not going to go the way of getting you to pick one. I think it's crazy. I do remind people that, you know, when they talk about the home run hire, I remind them that CM came from Transylvania College.
Yeah.
You came from one seat over, and Mark came from Murray State after, what, three, four years max?
Yeah.
So, you know, but I am going to go three different – I'm just picking one guy from basically three different tiers maybe that you would consider of coaching. And I just want to get some feedback from you. And I want to start with the obvious and Greg Marshall.
Right.
What's your thoughts on him?
Well, Greg Marshall obviously is a very good basketball coach. He's in a place that has basketball atmosphere. But he's in a very good basketball coach. He's a very successful Winthrop. And, you know, I think would do a good job, you know, wherever he went. If he felt, you know, fired up enough to go there. I don't think that money, I mean, I'm certainly money's important, but I do think that Greg Marshall is a quality coach with a name, and if you're trying to win the press conference, then he would be somebody that I guess they're considering, or he's, I don't know what they're doing, but anyway, Greg Marshall is very good.
What do you think, Andy Kennedy?
I think Andy Kennedy's done an excellent job at Ole Miss. I tried to recruit Andy. I couldn't get him, only shot when he had the ball.
That he did.
Yeah, he's a good player, and I like Andy greatly. In fact, he had a pair of blue suede shoes on one time. I liked him, and I made him send me the card on where he got them. I think he's done a good job. His kids played so hard the other night, 17 down against BYU. I'm saying, I said, this game's over. And lo and behold, he came back and won that game. I like Andy. He knows the league. He would be fine. I think Andy would be very good.
The UAB connection doesn't matter anymore, does it? I mean, that got buried a long time ago.
No, I would think it. I tried to bury it when I was coaching.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, and the last one I'm going to go, Steve Prohm.
Yeah, I think Steve is up. Steve did not work for me, though. A lot of people are saying that. But Steve doesn't work for me. It's no big deal. He worked for David Hobbs after I was there, and David was a good basketball coach. You know, he didn't succeed at Alabama, but I thought he was very good. He knew what he was doing, and for whatever reason, it didn't quite work. But I think Steve's a good coach. I think he'd be a guy who would come in and be a guy who would sort of, I don't know if unite the program is the right word, but, you know, get the fans interested. He wouldn't be what you'd call a big time win the press conference type hire, but I think that win the press conference type hire gets old with real quick. Once you start winning or losing, then they kind of, you know, pretty much, you know, jump on your bandwagon if you're winning and kind of jump off of it if you're losing. So, you know, that just lasts so long. But when I got the job, we had a big crowd for the press conference, but you couldn't have found anybody around. I couldn't find anybody that real tickled that I got it.
Right.
They were always saying, Coach Bryant doesn't want football. I mean, doesn't want basketball. So.
Last thing, I'll let you run. Go watch games. If not Kentucky, then who?
Wisconsin.
I agree.
Maybe Arizona.
Yeah, I agree. I think the winner's going to come in that semifinal.
Yep.
Hey, I love talking to you. Thank you so much.
Sure, Chris. Call me anytime.
Me too.
Thanks.
I'll do it.